We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, which is the wine of a goy. Either the wine of a goy, that mamish belongs to a goy, where we suspect that the goy might have used this for his avodah zarah. In idol worship in the olden days, that was one of the things they did. They poured wine before it. Or, as we're going to see in our discussion here, even if a non-Jew touches wine that belongs to a Jew, that also makes the wine defective. The rabbis, this is a unique example in Judaism, where a goy's touching something makes it treif, makes it an unkosher, yayin nesach. In fact, there are some opinions that say that if the goy looks at the wine, if he simply looks at it, he has the ability to make it non-kosher. And this is why, when you're dealing with wine that's not mevushal, that has not been pasteurized, that has not been cooked, there are people that are very careful to keep it in a paper bag, or to make sure that if they have any non-Jew or a non-Shomer Shabbos person coming to their house, to make sure to keep it out of sight. Because if the non-Jew or the non-Shomer Shabbos person touches that bottle, they can make it unkosher. And according to some, even if they just look at it. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to discuss the specialness and the sensitivity of wine. Al pi ha-toiro tefilo lechavakuk b'simin yutes hanizkar leil b'ilchashchit halacha beis. Again, another halacha that's based on chapter 19 in Likut Imran. We mentioned that throughout Yoredeya, there are many chapters that are based on that chapter of Likut Imran. Hayayin tzorich l'shomroi b'yoyser moid. Wine is something that has to be guarded extremely well. Afilu minigias shivim amomen. Even from being touched by any member of the 70 nations. V'tekev kishenoigim boi echod mi shivim amomen. And as soon as a member of the 70 nations touches it, ne'asar legamri, the wine becomes completely forbidden. Ki hayayin hu bebechinas eitz hadas toivoro, because wine is associated with the eitz hadas toivora. Kenizker leil bilchas boser shnesal manayin halacha beis, as was discussed earlier in that halacha in Likut Halachas. Kemoishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Medrash says or the Gemara says, sochato anovim venosnaloi, that Chava squeezed grapes and gave it to Adam Arishon. One of the opinions as to what the Eitz Hadas was grapes. Vehu memutza bein hakdusha shubachinas loshna kodesh ubein leshoinois shivim amomen. And wine is the intermediary. It's the go-between between the kedusha, between loshna hakodesh versus the languages of the 70 nations. Loshon HaKodesh is holiness. The languages of the 70 nations is tuma. Wine is in the middle. Ki hayayin yesh boi shtei bechinois, toiv ora. Because wine has two possibilities, good and bad. K'mai Shom Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says in Yuma, zocho, if the person is zoiche, if he drinks wine the right way, naaseh roish, it expands his thinking, his consciousness. It opens up his brain. That's why when we start Shabbos, we start by making Kiddush on wine, because Shabbos, there's an Neshama Yesera. Hashem has given us the additional capacity for knowledge, for Dveikus Hashem. And by drinking wine, we open up our minds further. We expand the brain even further to be able to learn better, to be able to think on a much higher level. So zocho naaseh roish. If a person drinks wine properly, he is zocho to roish, to a head. Shehu b'chinas eitz hadas. That's the concept of eitz hadas. Das, seichel. The person will be zocho to more seichel, or better seichel, higher level seichel. Shelefomim nichlal batoiv. Sometimes the wine plugs into the good side. Ulefomim lehefech. And sometimes the wine goes the other way, the opposite way, kefi kedushas Yisroel, based on the holiness of the Jew. When a Jew is able to purify himself and to sanctify himself and to watch himself from the evil of the 70 nations, and the person is able to subdue the ra of the 70 nations, azai bechinas eitz hadas nichlal betoiv, then the eitz hadas plugs into the good side. And if the Jew does the opposite, if he doesn't purify himself, if he follows his Yetzirah, and he gets involved, he follows the path of the 70 nations, then the Eitz Hadas plugs into Ra. And this is why a person has to guard wine very carefully, even from being touched by a goy. Kishom hem kruchem yoiser, because it's by wine that the sitrachra goes after it more than anything else. The sitrachra is looking to grab onto it because it knows that wine is a switch hitter. Wine can go either way. It can easily be pushed to the bad side or chas shom to the or lahavdil to the good side. V'tekev kishenoygem boy, and immediately when they touch it, ne'apach aleihem, the wine gets converted to bad, v'nichlal bohem, and it plugs into the sidrachra, v'nase yayin nesech, and it becomes yayin nesech, like treif wine. Ki ikar hayayin hu bechinas yayin odoim, because we know that the main wine, the true color of wine, is red. K'moy shom rabbi seinus ala, as the Gemara says, kol demadim tfei mali. The redder it is, the better it is. The better the quality of the wine. Shenemar al tere yayin ki yisadam. Don't look at wine when it's red. V'alkein hu memutza bein malchus digdusha shubchinas shleimus loshna kodesh. And this is why the wine is like an intermediary between the malchus of kedusha, which is associated with perfection of loshna kodesh, ki malchus peh. Because malchus is associated with the mouth. Ubein malchus the sitrachra. The wine is the intermediary between the side of Kedusha, malchus of Kedusha, versus malchus of the sitrachra. Sheheim l'shoinois shel shivim amomin, which is the languages of the 70 nations. Ki malchus the Kedusha hu bechinas malchus David, the Malchus of Kedusha is represented by David HaMelech, whom the Navi describes. How did David HaMelech look? He was reddish, admoini, im yefei enayim, with beautiful eyes, v'toiv roi, and a very handsome, a beautiful appearance. Note, enayim, ayin, 70. The eyes, the beautiful eyes, that power of 70 of Kedusha. We know that Yaakov Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, it says, B'shivim nefesh yodav se Mitzrayim. When the Jewish people then went down to Egypt, they were 70 individuals, 70 members. And that's the Malchus of Kedusha. The Malchus of Kedusha is the 70 of Kedusha, the Yayin of Kedusha. The Malchus of the Sitrachra is the 70 nations, the Ra'ayin, the evil eye. We find that the word Yayin is Bigematria 70, and it's brought also that with the Nekudos, with the vowels, under the first Yud you have a Patach, which is a line, which is like a Vav, and under the second Yud you have a Dat, a Chirik, which is a Dat, which is like a Yud. So Yayin is 70, Yud Yud Nun is 70, plus the vowels, plus a Vav and a Yud, plus 16, it's 86. So Yayin, the letters, plus the vowels, is Bigimatria 86. 86 is Elokim. Elokim is one of the names of Hashem that's associated with Malchus. Rabbi Nizal brings in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran, Velokim Malki Mikedem. Hashem is my king from way back. And at the same time, Elohim is associated with the other side. Lo yilcha Elohim acherim al ponai. Idols are called Elohim acherim. So again, this Yayin can go either way. It can be Malchus of Kedusha. We welcome the Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. Seven is Malchus, right? We're counting Sfira now. Seven is Malchus. We welcome the Shabbos with wine. And in the Sitrachra, if you recall when Achashverosh made his party, It says, V'yein malchus rov kiyad amelech. The royal wine, you were able to drink as much as you want. So Dovan HaMelech is referred to as red with beautiful eyes. V'toiv roi, hepech pigamabris, which is the opposite of pigamabris, shehu pigam hoinaim, which is referred to as defective eyes, a person who looks where they're not supposed to. That's pigamabris. Dovan HaMelech is called yefei einaim and toiv roi, beautiful eyes, and toiv roi, good vision, which is the opposite of pigamabris, which is pigam hoinaim, which is bechinas ra'ayim, the evil eye, bechinas bilam, kanizkar le'a, like bilam, as was discussed earlier in Hilchas Bosor Shenesalim in ayin. Hepech toiv roi shebikdusha, which is the opposite of that ayin toiv of kedusha, which is Dovra Melech. V'zeh umazeh shekeneged malchus dikdusha yesh malchus de sitrachra. And we know that the Kedusha and the Sitrachra always parallel each other. So in opposition to the Malchus of Kedusha, we have the Malchus of Sitrachra, Shehu Malchus Amolek, which is the kingdom of Amolek, Sheyotza Me'esav, who came from Esav, Shenikra Admoini. Esav was called red also. When he came out, he was Admoini. Kumei Shekosu Vayetze Horishoin Admoini. The first baby came out red. Shehu Bechinas Domim Hatmeim. That refers to the impure blood. Bechinas pigamabris. V'alkein hayayin shehu odoim konal humemutza bein shtei bechinois hamalchus. And therefore wine, which is also red, is like an intermediary. It's right in the middle between the two malchios. Shein bechinas admoini konal. V'alkein sorech l'shomroi ma'oid minigiosam. That's why we have to guard and protect the wine very, very much from the touch of the goy. Ki ayayin shu b'chinas eitz hadas shu bein shtei amalchiois sheshom b'chinas hamaskalo. The wine, which is the concept of eitz hadas, which is between, right in the middle, it's between the two kingdoms, sheshom b'chinas hamaskalo. That's where the real bechir is. That's where the real free choice is. Maskalo means mishkal. That's where we really weigh in to see which side is going to win, the right side or the left side. Ki hamalchus hu madrego achroino shel hakedusha. Because we know that the malchus is the last level, the bottom level of kedusha. Umishom ulamato maschil hapirud. And it's from there, going down, that's where the negativity begins. That's where the separation, pirud, begins. Shehem hashivim umos, which are the 70 nations. V'zeh shemuvar b'divrei Rabbeinu Neir Yoyashom. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Yud Tes, that this halach is based on shebechinas shleimus loshna kodesh ubechinas maskalo. That the concept of perfecting loshna kodesh, perfecting one's dibur, one's speech, with Kedusha, is associated with this Mishkal, this Maskala, Bebechinas Lasois L'Ruach Mishkal, to make sure that the Ruach has a balance to it. Mishkal also means balance. Ki Hadibur Shalosh Nakoidesh Shubechinas Malchus Kanal Shom HaMaskala Shubechinas HaBechira. Because the Dibur of Lashon Kodesh, which is associated with Malchus, that's where the real balance is, that's where the real Bechira is. And the main bechira, the main free choice, is associated with the Eitz Hadas. Kemavur Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shehu Noite Lekan Ulekan. The Eitz Hadas is like a pendulum. It can swing, it can go either way. It can go to the good or to the bad. V'alkein Hayayin Shu Bebechinas Eitz Hadas. And therefore wine, which is associated with the Eitz Hadas, Tzorich l'shomroi moed afilu minigiosam. You have to guard it very carefully, even from being touched by the non-Jew. Ki tekev kishenoigim boy, nichro aleihem v'azay nifsel. Because the moment they touch it, it gets pushed in their direction, it leans towards their direction, and it becomes posel. Just like a pendulum. You have a pendulum that swings back and forth. If you let it come to a stop, it'll stop in the middle. Now the minute you touch it in either direction, give it a touch, it'll go that way. Give it a touch the other way, it'll go the other way. Because the rule is also when one side goes up, the other side goes down. As the Pasuk writes about Yaakov and Esav, that they're like on two opposite ends of a seesaw. When this one goes up, the other one is going down, and vice versa. Vazai hayayin shubichinas das, and then the wine, which is bichinas das, ki zocho nas roish, because if a person is zoche, the wine is positive, it's zoche to roish, ki shenoigim boyheim, when the other side touches it, hu bebichinas sukas dovid hanoifoles. It causes the malchus of Kedusha, which is represented by sukas dovid, to fall, to be noifel. We see the Torah shows us that the Malchus sometimes is on the rise, sometimes it's on the fall. The Malchus is the most delicate, most fragile thing because it's the lowest madreg, it's the closest thing to the Sitrachra. The Sitrachra, whenever it wants to grab on to the Kedusha, where does it grab on? From the bottom, by the feet. When you want to tackle somebody, you tackle them from the feet. You want to bring somebody down, you do it by the feet. That's where they're most vulnerable. The Malchus is the most vulnerable. It's the closest to the Sitrachra. So when they touch it, it becomes Sukas Dovid Hanoifoles. It causes an afila to the Malchus. Bechinas Choyli Noifel Rachmono Litzlan. As in the sickness called epilepsy, which is called Choyli Noifel, where a person chashom falls, they can't keep their balance. Sheze nase al yidei hatozas hadomim, Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 29, in the first half of Likutei Moran, he explains this illness called epilepsy, and Rabbi Nizal says, what causes it? When the blood is shooting quickly against the brain, it's moving too quickly and banging into the brain, kishematizin venoigim bamoyach, when the blood shoots and strikes the brain, shazayhu bechinas sukas dovid hanoifoles chasashom. That causes a nefila to the malchus. As Rabbein Zal discusses in chapter 29 in Likutei Moran. Vezeu bechinas negias hashivim umois. This is the concept of the touch of the 70 nations. Shehein bechinas hadomim roim. They represent this bad blood. Like we said, Esav is Admoini, red, bright red. He represents these damim roim, this bad blood, this blood that's not flowing properly, that strikes against the brain and causes nefila, causes the person to fall, causes the malchus to fall. Bechinas pigamabris, this bad blood is referred to, it represents pigamabris. Ukeshem is gabrim chasashon, and when they get strong, v'noigim b'yayin, and they touch the wine, shubchinas hamoyach v'hadas, the wine represents the brain, the moyach, because we said zocho na'aseh roish. When a person drinks wine properly, it expands their brain, their thinking, their consciousness. So when the goy touches the wine, which is the concept of the moyach and the das, azay nifgam v'noifel, it becomes defective and it has a fall. Bebechinas sukas dovid hanoifoles. This concept of the sukkah of David, which is falling. V'chein mashma midivrei Rabbeinu Sham. And if you look over there in Likutei Moran Torah Yutes, Rabbeinu Zal seems to be saying this also. Shepegam hayayin hu bebechinas sukas dovid hanoifoles kanal. That when wine becomes defective, it's the concept of sukas dovid hanoifoles. Bechinas pegam malchus dovid. When there's a pegam in the malchus of Dovid HaMelech, who is red, who is this concept of wine, red wine. V'alkein Dovid HaMelech HaLashlom Shubchinas Malchus Digdusha Bechinas Kois Shel Brocha. And this is why Dovid HaMelech, who symbolizes the malchus of Kedusha, he is the symbol of Kois Shel Brocha, the wine that's blessing. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Gemara speaks about, when Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be a fabulous Suda, fabulous feast. And after the feast, at the end of the feast, Hashem is going to offer the Kois Shel Bracha to different people to see who's qualified, who's worthy of leading the Birchas HaMozayin. Hashem is going to offer it to Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu is going to decline because he had a son Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu is going to decline because he had a son Esav. Yaakov Avinu is going to decline because he married two sisters. And so on and so forth, until it's going to come to Dovid HaMelech, And Dovid HaMelech is going to say, Li no elavorech. For me, it's appropriate to lead the Birchas HaMozayim. Because Dovid HaMelech is this wine, this Malchus of Kedusha. He's this Kois Shel Brocha. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, as Dovid HaMelech says, Kois Yeshua Iseso. I lift up the cup of salvation. Al-Kain Omar, and this is why Dovid HaMelech said about himself, Kifesha Beini Ubein HaMoves. There's like a hairline between me and death. That's how close, because he's the Malchus of Kedusha, he's the closest thing to the Sitra Achra, he can go either way. The slightest touch, the wrong touch, boom, in trouble. Just like we have the concept in Tikkun HaBris, we have the term Negia, touching. But someone say, what's a touch? What are you kidding? What's the big deal? A touch? And here we see that this Negia, it says when it came to the Eitz Hadas, Hashem told him not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And Chava, when she got, because she got tricked into getting into a discussion with the Nachash, the Gemara warns, don't get into any discussion with this guy. Don't, the second he starts talking to you, run away. Because the minute he engages you in conversation, the Sitra Achra, any form of the Sitra Achra, the minute you get engaged in conversation, it's like a guy who goes fishing. The hook goes into that lip of the fish, it's all over. Even if the fish is a 300-pound, 3,000-pound fish, the minute that hook is in the lip, it's all over. So here she started talking, and the Nachash said, how are you, madam? How you doing? How you feeling? Ah! Somebody, you give a woman tsumi, you start talking to her, she's so happy, she's more than happy to respond. And then Nachash said, what is this I heard about Hashem telling you that you can't eat from this tree? Or she said, yeah, we can't eat from it, we can't touch it. He said, you can't touch it, really? Boom, and he pushed, and if we eat and touch, we're going to die the second we do, we will die. He pushed her into the tree, she touched the tree. He said, look, magic, you touched it and nothing happened. So if you eat from it also, nothing's going to happen. So we see again the touching played a very important role there. Because she was moisif on the tzivui of Hashem. Hashem said, don't eat. She went ahead and mistakenly added something to the tzivui of Hashem that was sheker. Sheker the Satan can grab onto. And he used that against her to cause the whole downfall. So Rav Nosson Zal tells us that when it comes to wine, which is malchus, which is edoim, which is eitz hadas toivora, it's that pendulum, it's that balance. The wine is the most balanced thing. The slightest touch in either direction can push it either to the side of good or the opposite. And that's why Dovid HaMelech said, kifesha beini, you know, u'kamei shekosuv kim'at shochno dumo nafshi. And as Dovid HaMelech said, my soul almost fell into the hands of Duma, almost fell into the hands of Gehenna, chas v'shalom. Kishom hu hamaskalo. Because over there, by the Malchus, that's where the main balance is. Shetzorech lishmor atzmoi kechut hasayro mimaga hasitra achra. A person has to watch himself, even by a hairline, from touching in the sitra achra, shehen hashivim umayis, which is the 70 nations, kedei lahachria hamishkol alakdusha, in order to swing the balance to the side of Kedusha. V'alkein nikro yein nesech, and this is why the term that's used to refer to non-kosher wine is yein nesech b'chinas malchus, to show that it's associated with malchus. Kama shekosuv, me'oilom nisachti, I ruled, for I've been ruling forever. Nisachti l'naseh means malchus, kingdom. U'keshehu nivgam al yidei negiyosam, and when the wine becomes defective through the touch of the sitra achra, azai hu yei nesech b'chinas malchus the sitra achra, then it becomes yei nesech, it becomes malchus of the sitra achra, v'chein lehefech b'gdusha hu b'chinas haseich nesech sheichor l'ashem. And the opposite is true in Kedusha. When the wine is poured in the Beis HaMikdash, then it was a very high level of Kedusha, the Nesachim that were accompany the Karbonos. Baruch Hashem. Just for a moment to add a certain note here, we were talking about Yayin being Malchus. And at the same time, we talk about Yayin being Das and Moichin, What's going on here? Aren't those like two opposites? We usually say Malchus is the bottom of the ladder. And Das and Moichen and Sechel is all the way on top. What's going on here? The answer is that in Kedusha, everything is one. Everything is one. Just like we learn in the first chapter of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Chochma, looking for the Chochma and everything. But you can't start with that. You have to start with Malchus. Person will say, what do you mean? If these two are opposites, they're, one is on top, one is on bottom. The answer is, but they're very much connected. I was just learning Torah Yud Ches in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Malchus. And he says the most important thing in a Malchus, in a kingdom, in a government is the cabinet, the advisors. That's the whole kingdom. Who rules? The Yoyatzim, the Chochma, the Seichel. So Malchus always goes together with Das and Chochma. And so again, wine represents Malchus, and wine also represents Seichel. Roish, Tiroish, Tehei Roish, or Tehei Rosh. Because these two go together. On one hand, they're opposites. The Malchus is symbolized by the moon. The moon has no light. It's totally dark. It just reflects the light of the sun. And Chochmah is represented by the sun, which is all light, wall-to-wall light. And yet these two are referred to as Shnei Ma'oroi Sagdoilim, the two lanterns. They're partners. They're buddies. They're one. The whole tachlis of a Jew is to unite the sun and the moon. Torah and Tefillah. Torah is Chochmah, Tefillah is Malchus. David HaMelech said, Vani Tefillah. Our whole mission is to bring them together, to put them together. Husband and wife. The husband represents the Chochmah, the woman represents the Malchus. There's a lot more to say on this, but for now, this gives a little bit more clarity on this.